Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
The last Tuesday of February this year is actually so-called Pancake Tuesday or Shrove Tuesday. This is the day that precedes the first day of Lent, namely Ash Wednesday. Why Pancake Tuesday? Well, the answer is simple. You eat pancakes on this day. Pancakes somehow symbolize something not only sweet, especially when you pour some maple syrup onto it, but also something fat. So actually, the two flavors forbidden till Easter. Tuesday is the last day when you can eat whatever fat or sweet you want. The last day you may have a party before 40-day-long Lent. The tradition started around 1000 AD. Then it was said that everyone had to visit a confessor and confess all the sins and wrong deeds. And it was the confessor who could shrive someone. And pancakes? Well, since they consist of eggs, flour, salt, and milk, they also symbolize the pillars of Christian faith. Namely, eggs stand for creation, flour is the basis of human diet, salt means health, and milk means purity. If you consider traditional Polish donuts, it turns out that they play exactly the same role. They are sweet, fat, and consist of the same ingredients as pancakes. But coming back to Anglo-Saxon tradition, Shrove Tuesday used to be a half holiday that started at around 11 a.m. by ringing church bells, and in many villages, pancake races were organized. Well, it also has a funny origin that dates back to the 15th century. One housewife was so busy with making pancakes that she forgot about the Holy Mass held on this day. So the moment she heard the church bells, she rushed out of her house with a frying pan in her hand and a pancake on it, tossing it all the way to church. Well, not to have it burned. So not surprisingly, the idea caught up, and nowadays, such races are organized all around England. The rules, however, even got stricter, because if you want to take part in such a race, you need to have not only a frying pan with the pancake on it, but also an apron and a scarf to look like a real housewife. In London, for example, the so-called Rehab Parliamentary Pancake Race is held with the representatives of the House of Commons, the House of Lords, and media. This relay race is to make people more aware of rehab and the services provided for the disabled. So, no matter whether you're gonna toss your pancake today, or eat a herring, or a donut, just enjoy the rest of the evening.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.